Blog Talk Radio. Thank God, thank God, thank God. He knows our name. It is a lesson to be in the understanding that God knows your name. And God ever called you. Somebody said, how would he call me? I have never heard him. I'm telling you, anytime you pick up that word, anytime you really just get time out and pick up the word and walk with the Lord in the word, and he will speak to you. And I've seen some things that even in sermon that he spoke to us, you know, even in teaching he spoke to us, you know. And he said my sheep should know my voice. And I love that part because I stick with that for a long time. My sheep. See, a lot of folks think that when you hear other people speaking, you don't hear God. You don't think it's God because we have a defense mechanism. You know, we pick up a fence. You know what I'm talking about? But when the word is going out teaching and preaching, you better put that fence down because God might be speaking to that person you really least suspect. You might be your least suspect. You know what I'm talking about? Now, they might say, Lord, Lord, with their lips and their heart far from it, but God can still use them kind of people. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but a stranger. Because one thing, he called you by your name, and a stranger you was not even entertained. You know what I'm talking about? So I love them. I say entertain. I change the word, y'all. You won't hear him. You won't follow him. Because when you know God is not in the midst of it, sometimes you just... For the sake of it, you just say, I need to get out of this place, you know. I need to leave this place. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. The songwriter said, he knows my name. And that's the only time I don't know why. How many times you just sit back and got that kind of person with the Lord that you know that he knows your name. He ain't got a guess. And say, I'm going to tell you right now, he knows your name, either good or bad. Because the Bible says he going to reign on the just and unjust alike. You know, let me get out of the way. God, brother, have a lesson for us this morning. I thank God for the Holy Spirit because he do know your name. You know, you don't think he don't know your name? I'm not just, he know your name. Because you've been called many times to stop. You've been called to say, come to him. You've been called to say, try me. You know what I'm talking about? You've been called, but sometimes it don't sound right. You know, watch this, my brother and sister. It ain't coming out the right vessel. You know what I'm talking about? It don't sound. It ain't hollering. It ain't from a woman. It ain't from a man. You know, it's just certain things I need to resonate to my spirit. You know, but you know what? Do you really want God to resonate to your spirit? You better look that thing to Jesus Christ. Because if you really look at you, somebody said, give me what I owe, Lord. You don't want God to give you what you owe. What you think you need to be getting. We deserve justice, my brothers and sisters, but he give us mercy. If one of his mercy, none of us be on the phone right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank God for he's in our name.
You're right, bro. Right. You're right. Sure know. He called my name. I was doing something one day and I heard somebody say, well, it sounded like somebody said, there. I turned around, wasn't nobody there.
My.
I had a coworker one day. She came into the dispensary. She said, I was walking down the hall and somebody called my name. I turned around, wasn't nobody there. And I almost began to witness to it, but the Holy Spirit said, no, because she won't believe it. You know, she won't believe what you casting your pearls among swine. She was unbelieving, and she wouldn't have believed it, but I knew what had happened because it had happened to me.
And it's biblical.
And it's
the time
when
young
the
man was asleep.
Eli
and Samuel. It was biblical.
Yeah.
He said that he swore down. He heard Eli call him.
Eli. He did.
Yeah,
it's
biblical.
Got out of that. Yeah, remember how he got out of that bed? Ran in there.
So then
he probably woke him up. He probably didn't you call
he
me? And he probably saying didn't you just wake me up? You know what I'm saying? How could I call
did
him?
Up
I'm snoring. Yeah,
yeah, asleep.
Yeah, I'm snoring. How can I call you?
Yeah.
But that's beautiful. You know what? The Most High, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is really putting it together. I have to stress what Red Brian is saying on a regular basis. Time is getting short. Whether you leave here before he come back or whether we're here when he come back. Either way, time is getting short.
That's it, Doc.
And I see him moving within I see him moving within God's plan in a way undenounced to man. I see it, I feel it. And he's gonna reveal it at some point. But he's moving in a way because the name of the podcast is God's Plan. And like Reverend Henry said, we've taken him out of the box.
Yes,
Lord. And so he's opening himself up to us in ways that not only have we not heard, but in ways that we haven't seen. And that's why he say, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that he has for us. Because he's been four-walled for so long. And now, through God's plan, he's able to be free to show himself to us. And I'm not going to be long before you today. You guys, y'all pray with me. My mother, she's doing good. I just have to go get her out of bed this morning. My sister went out of town. She usually does it. So it falls on me. So I'm going to be as quick as I can so I can get out of here and go get her up. But it seems as though we've been harping on the fornicators, because that's what the scripture used, the fornicators.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit says, rightly so, because there's a lot for them.
Uh-oh.
And it is our job to pull them out. Remember in Jude, he said, some save with fear. That means preach fire and brimstone, because that seems like that's the only way that they're going to get it. And so that's what we've been bringing forth here lately. And it seems like it's for the fornicator. Why do we do it? Why do we do it? Why do we try to pull them out of the fire? Because there's a place for us. And he's going to give us some insight on this place and why we do what we do, what it is we are looking for. Most High God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for touching us once again with the finger of life. As we decrease, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would increase. Feed us this day what you would have. Bless us. Forgive us of our sins, those known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, amen. Revelation chapter 22. As I always say, hit the one button at any time. If there's something you don't understand, The Holy Spirit tries to make it as plain as possible. And so through me, I try to, like, remember, I try to make it as plain as possible, try to make it as simple as possible. But if there's something you just don't understand, don't be afraid, because we can stop. We can stop. We can talk about it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Or if you just want to wait till the lesson is done, any questions, hit the one button.
Yeah.
This is why we do what we do, Aunt Martha. Aunt Martha, this is why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 22.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me a pure river of water
mm-hmm.
of life,
mm-hmm.
clear as crystal.
All right.
Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. So John was shown a pure river.
That's it.
He's on the Isle of Patmos.
That's it.
He was shown a pure river of water. And this water was of life.
Yeah.
And it was so clear that it looked like crystal. But look at where it was coming from. Out of the throne of God and of life. Now, if I went no further, and Martha, that's it. This is why we do what we do. In the midst of the street of it. So in the middle,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of this river of water, in the midst of it, and on either side. So you got one in the middle, and then you got one on either side of the river. Was there the tree of life.
Mhm. All right.
This is for the believers today. I love that text that was sent out this morning, because this is for the true believers.
All right.
This is for us today. We talked about the fornicators. We talked about the adulterers. If you don't change, that's your lot. But this is for us today.
God bless you.
This is for us today. This is encouragement for us. Why we do what we do. Why we strive to live the life that we strive to live. This is what we're reaching for. Today is for us. In the midst of the street, in the middle of the street, where all the water, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit.
Yes.
And yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
All right. All right.
And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. Verse 3 goes with verse 1, proceeding out of the throne. And it showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne. And then verse 3 said, there shall be no more curse, because he's over it now. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see. I'm reading this slow because I had to read this slow. And they shall see his face.
All right.
We'll be able to see it then because we'll be in glory. Light begetting light. Glory begetting glory. And they shall see his face.
Okay.
And his name shall be in their forehead. You know what that's saying? That the name is going to be in our forehead? That's what we were talking about yesterday. Love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy might, with all thy... Love thy neighbor as thyself. Charity, compassion, unconditional love. That's what it means to have his name in your forehead, because you'll want to do the will of the Father. And the will of the Father is to be your brother's keeper.
All right.
The will of the Father is to sharpen each other. The will of the Father is to take care of the homeless, the orphans, the widow. That's what it means to have his name in your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And there shall, verse 5, and there shall be no night there. And they need no candle. Reverend Henry, what's that song?
Mm-hmm.
Carry your candle.
Mm-hmm. That's a candle in every soul, yeah.
Yeah, we won't need it then.
Mm.
And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. These things are believable. These things are trustworthy. And he said unto me, these things are faith. You can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And true. Mm-hmm. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the thing which must shortly be done in order for us to inherit this. Things have to be done. Things have to come to pass in order for us to receive this. Being his servants, some things are going to be opened up to us, my brothers and sisters. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy. This is prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Of this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them.
Oh,
and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he unto me, see thou do it not. This is the angel speaking to John. For I am thy fellow servant.
Mm-hmm.
Now John is having a conversation with the angel. It's all through the scriptures how the Most High deals with us.
All right.
It's all through the scriptures. Be careful when you're entertaining, because you may be entertaining an angel unaware. We focus on somebody coming up to me, doing something, saying something, and I turn around and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying, then saith he unto me, see thou, do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Then he says, worship God. They are trying, and I have to use that word, to fellowship with us more than we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is getting short.
All right.
They're trying to fellowship. And I struggle with a lot of readings because I ask the Holy Spirit, I say, I don't want to be misunderstood.
And
the Holy Spirit said, you just say what I tell you to say. The scripture says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established.
Yes, sir.
John wrote that in his day.
My.
But it's put in the scriptures in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
So John was writing prophecy, and that's what it said, about future times, about the latter times,
mm-hmm.
about, I'm going to say it, about our time.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and I told them, because they were like, what's going on? I don't understand. I wish the world would get back. I said, give me a prophet who prophesied about the latter days being good.
Hmm.
I said, they prophesied about the end.
My.
We have to get a grip of that. That's why we talk about fornication. That's why we talk about adultery. We're in the latter days. We have to get a grip. When you read about these prophets, they weren't preaching about anything good during their time or the latter day times, which is our time. So they said, well, Derek, how do you know this is end time? I say, man, look. In the scriptures, in the beginning, when God spoke, it was about agriculture, sowing and reaping.
Right.
In Jesus' time, it was about sowing and reaping. It was about agriculture. I said, let's go about your great-great-granddad. And then your granddad. In their times, it was about the industrial age.
All right.
The mills, the factories, you know, that's what it was about. I said, in our time, it's about technology.
That's it.
I said, when you get to technology, you can't go any further. I said, you know what? We are so far advanced. If you wanted to end everything, all you have to do is push a button. You can't get no more advanced than that. They say, well, right. yeah. I say, but you know what? It ain't no yeah. I say, the man that's in the charge, that's in that house up there, what y'all call the White House, I say, all you got to do is push a button. It's a done deal.
All right.
That's how far technology has come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You on something there?
We're in the last days, people. Rem Bryant says it all the time.
God bless you, man.
Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. I'm going to my second witness that the Holy Spirit gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read. His name is Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Enoch. Not a lot said about him, but he's in the scripture. I'm gonna read a few scriptures to let you know he's in here, and then I'm gonna read what he wrote. Genesis 5:19, and Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. Genesis 5:21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Genesis 5:22, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. Genesis 5:23, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
That's it.
Luke 3:37. Which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Maliel, which was the son of Canaan. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yes, sir.
Last one, Jude 1:14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. He prophesied.
Right.
It's not going to end well. He's coming.
Yes, sir, right. That's it.
And he ain't coming to shake hands and make a peace treaty. I'm going to read Enoch. Enoch, the seven mountains in the northwest and the tree of life. And from thence, I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain range of fire which burnt day and night. And I went beyond it. And so as the angel was showing him things, he came up on a mountain that was burning, that was a mountain range that was on fire. But he went beyond that. He said, and I went beyond it. He said, and then I saw seven magnificent mountains, all differing each from the other. And the stones thereof were magnificent and beautiful. Magnificent as a whole, of glorious appearance and fair exterior. So he individually, they was magnificent and beautiful, but as a whole, he was like, this is the most glorious appearance I've ever seen. He said there were seven mountains. He said, but three was toward the east. One found it on the other. And then you had three toward the south. So you had three toward the east, three toward the south. He said, but there was seven. He said, one up on the other. He said, and a deep, rough ravine. No one of which joined with any other. So you had three mountains on each side. Then you had a ravine. A ravine is like a drop off. You know how you see them pictures where you, and then you see water flowing down the side, like it looks like over time it had cut out a path and it just flows out.
Yes.
He's in a deep, rough ravine, no one of which joined with any other. So there had to be more than one. Then he said, now this is that seventh mount. There was three on the east, three on the south. And the seventh mountain was in the midst of these. And it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. We can go back to Revelation 22:1. And the seventh mountain was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. I like this right here. And fragrant trees encircled the throne. I'm not leaving that this is why we're doing what we're doing, eh, Martha? This is why we're doing what we're doing. And the seventh mountain was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. And fragrant trees encircled the throne, and amongst them was a tree such as I had never yet smelled. Neither was any among them, nor were others like it. It had a fragrance beyond all fragrance, and its leaves and blooms is what it's producing. In Revelation 22, it said it was producing fruit. It said, and its leaves and its bloom, what it was producing, because it was blooming. And wood withered not forever. So this tree, the wood, it never withered. And its fruit, it's beautiful, and its fruit is beautiful. Okay, I'm going to start over. And its leaves and blooms and wood wither not forever. And its fruit is beautiful, and its fruit resembles the dates of a palm. Now Enoch has got questions. Then I said, this is Enoch, how beautiful is this tree and fragrant, and its leaves are fair, and its blooms, what is producing, very delightful in appearance. Then answered Michael, one of the holy angels who was with me and was their leader. So he's the leader. That's a side note. He's the leader of angels. And he said unto me, Enoch, why doest thou ask me regarding the fragrance of the tree? And why doest thou wish to learn the truth? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then I answered him, saying, I wish to know about everything, but especially about this tree. Answered, saying, this high mountain which thou hast seen, whose summit, which means whose height is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the holy great one, the Lord of glory, the eternal king, will sit when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
And he's going to come
yes.
down to visit the earth with goodness. And as for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation. That means end, forever. It shall then be given to the righteous and holy. Its fruit shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the eternal King. Then shall they rejoice with joy and be glad. And in the holy place shall they enter. And its, listen to this one, and its fragrance shall be in their bones. That's powerful. And they shall live a long life on earth, such as thy fathers lived, which means we're going to go back to living in an eternal state, being immortal out of this mortar. And in their days shall no sorrow or plague or torment or calamity touch them. Then blessed I, the God of glory, the eternal King, who hath prepared such things for the righteous, and had created them and promised to give to them. May the Lord have the blessings to the readers and the doers of his word. That's all I have today, my brothers and sisters. But this was for us. So the Holy Spirit said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. So the third witness is the Holy Spirit. So you had John, you had Enoch, and you have the Holy Spirit. That's it for today, my brothers and sisters.
God bless you, brother. Thank you for the word, man. Thank you for the end time. Thank you for how God has used you to research and get that information out to us, man. We thank God because we are living in the last days. We are the time that that God is really going to translate a lot of us. You know, talking about some of us going to translate in the grave, and some of us going to be still remaining like Enoch did. He's going to call us in there.
Yeah.
Whatever, how you do it, you need to find a place that you believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection. No man will come short because he's not coming back until he reached the four corners. And once he reached the four corners, he's gonna let it go and he's gonna let his son go. And I'm telling you, the man's not gonna have an excuse. No man's gonna have an excuse. I really believe that the scripture he's read and the conveying of the lesson, it can help us if we just apply it to our life. You know, God is not trying to make this thing confusing. Man's trying to make it confusing, but God's not. The Bible's still plain. All we got to do is just get in. You don't have to know every scripture. You don't have to be a scholar. All you got to do is have faith. That's what got Enoch up. Enoch has faith. Bob said, one more scripture behind there, he says, it's impossible to believe God without faith. So you got to believe.
Yeah.
We got to believe, and we got to believe. And we have to believe by ourselves. So I'm saying today, don't let nothing strain you. Don't take your belief. You know, if you got it early, keep it. Yeah, you're gonna have some ups.
Yeah,
you're gonna have some downs. But I found out, and like you were just saying, that we are living in our last days. You know, the Bible is plain. John got a revelation. And he wrote it, he penned it, and it's just like he did it today, because he's trying to let us know that we need to get it right and get on this side and stay over here. Yeah. You know, I know they say it's boring over here. I know they say they ain't, you don't get the pat on the back like all the way on the other side. But let me tell you something. When you get to see his face, when he say, "Well done, my faithful servant, you was over a few things. Yeah. Come on up a little higher. Yeah. I bless you with many more things." I thank God for his mansion that he's building for us. I thank him for the rooms he's adding every day, you know, more and more. So yeah. I just know one thing. I saw that same thing. That scripture, I love that scripture. The brother ran to send out.
Yeah.
You know, I love how, because it's always been preached, you know, hell is she is launching herself daily. People are running to that. People dive into that. They go where it's always fun and happy and cussing and loud, fun and cases, killing, tough, and you know, they run to that, you know what I'm talking about? It ain't for everybody. Hey, right? You can't have no chicken heart to be over there where they at. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, the day gonna come when the Bible says every knee will bow, when every tongue will confess that he's Lord. And a lot of folks that you hear somehow like they're so tough, you know what I'm talking about? A lot of folks you hear right now, they're gonna be crying. The Bible says they're going to be gashing teeth and weep. They're going to be crying because they're going to say, I know you, Lord. But he said, you get away from me. God works with my iniquity.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that. Why live in darkness and live in eternal darkness? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I ain't ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I'll tell you something. All of us are yet still falling, but then how you fall is how you get up. Make your way to Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Thank you for the teach word. Thank you for the word that you gave from your heart, because we believe in the word. We believe that in this prophecy that we've been taught that it's end time. And we call it eschatology. You go look at the word and it's talking about the end time. You know, talking about what's going to happen that's prophesied. It's happening right now. That was a beautiful thing. I think I've seen it before, Brother Randy, but not on that order. But I know I've seen it, you know, like they said down in Houston. You know, they anytime was when we somewhere, some culture like some of us where we live in, when we do something, it's supposed so drastic like they ain't doing it nowhere else. You know, but it don't matter what color it is, you know. It's still wrong, you know. So we just pray for the people, man. When you go, if you want to go have fun, you want to go do something, consider, man, is it really worth it? You know, how much fun do you really want? You know, you might not get your nice home or your nice automobile or your nice job, husband or wife, but one thing you need to get is salvation. You need to seek salvation while it's still here. And we thank God, brother, there, man. But that's all I have, too, man, because I got to get in there, man.
Yeah.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Let me say this, because my brothers and sisters, I'm like Reverend Henry and Reverend Brown. I haven't been to no theological school. I haven't been to no university. I live in Texas, like a SMU, a TCU, or Texas Tech, or Baylor. I haven't. But we sing a song at our church. It says, "Down at your feet, O Lord.
Is
the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your faith." The scriptures say we are disciples. We are in school every day, all day. When we come on here, we are in class. When we are away from here, if we're studying, we are in class. And I'm speaking for me now, because I haven't been to what they would consider man's theological seminary or to the university. I sit at his feet, but I raise my hand all the time because I have questions.
God bless you, man.
When I read, God bless. It's like me being in class. I raise my hand and I say, "Well, I'm not understanding this, you know." And he'll just give me the meditator, you know. And so all of this stuff comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. We haven't been to no universities and no theological. We doing this all by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying that because I didn't want nobody on here to think that I had been to school or something. I haven't been to nobody's school. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to nobody's school.
God bless you, man. God bless you, brother. You know, you've been to the school, the Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the school, the Hard Knocks, you know. So, you know, I got that song, too. No hard,
yeah.
No how you call it.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. It's been a blessing today, man. I had some noise, so I was trying not to be, but beautiful lesson today. Thank God for how he has blessed us. He's blessed us once again. Thankful. Oh, beautiful. Amen, Martha. It's been a blessing again, quietly with me. Lay all your fear and worries bubble up in the surface of your consciousness. There is the light of my peace. The bubble pop and disappear. However, some fear surface over and over again, especially for the fear of the future. To project yourself mentally into the next day, week, month, year, decade. And you visualize yourself coping badly in those times. What you are seeing is a false image because it doesn't include me. Those gloomy times that you imagine will not come to pass, since my presence will be with you at all times. Beautiful, 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 Amy. Sit quiet with me. She said, sit quietly with me. Oh, beautiful. Then she's also sent us a true disciple of Jesus. What things could you wonder? What things cause you to wonder if you are a true disciple of Jesus? How might this fear drive you to him? A true disciple of Jesus. We run to him, don't we? For he's a strong tower. He's a safe haven. Clarity Island. Clarity Island. Praise the Lord. The living God will always be our shelter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Signs and feelings. The best way to know God's will is to say, I will, to God. So we thank the Lord today. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, pushes up the one button. We can pray and thank God for what he has done for us today in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise the Lord. Good there. Can you pray? Can you bless us with a prayer? Or you want me to? Praise the Lord. I think you may be getting ready for work. Praise the Lord. So we'll. Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you for what you've allowed us to spend once again in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Father God, to receive this and go and keep it, Father God, in our hearts, knowing that you're yet on your way and we're striving to, victory, striving to not fall off, but walk closer to you in these perilous times, Father God. So when we can't go back when you come for us, Father God. We can receive what you have for us in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that you love us. Forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this message, this messenger, and this time that you provided for us. Go with us and stand by us and keep us in my care. Ears in Jesus' name, we ask it all. Thank you for A. Martha, Reverend Brian, and all those that have set aside to be a blessing. We just say we love you, Lord, and we thank you. It is in Jesus' name. Again, thank you for putting us in remembrance. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for putting us in remembrance what you have for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is in Jesus' name we do thank God and ask it all. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord,
my bad on that. We got a request for a song. Brother Eric, if you can hear me, you can play it. Now, that was my bad playing that song. I'm sorry. I thought Brother Eric was away from the phone.
Brad might be gone, brother. You know, he has to get in. He do what he can.
Yeah, I
thought
he was
gone. Yeah, he got to get up in there.
Yeah.
He's probably at work.
What was the name of that song that first started playing that, Brother D?
I love that song, too, man. I can't think of the name of it for nothing. When he played, I just said he's playing that for me. He put him there squeaking. Without. He asked the Lord, why you take my memories? He said, they wasn't yours, they were mine. Yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Go on abuse. Then bring the volume up a little bit.
I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down.
Yeah.
I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine.
They're mine.
I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready.
Ready.
And I'm giving those others a chance to get right.
Get ready. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the facts.
Face the facts.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Just accept. Just accept. Be alive.
I kept on writing, Karen. I kept on writing, Jack.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows. Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Accept. Every trial.
Yeah.